All right, welcome to Office Hours. Sorry for the 2 weeks where we didn't have that. I was on vacation over in Florida. I had a good vacation, did far too much walking, and as a result, there's like 5 or 6 blisters all over my feet. But enough about my feet, let's get on with the questions. How the heck did I manage to get feet into the conversation accidentally? I was just blinking, right, and then looking at what I said, and I'm just like, no, what did I do? Anyway, moving forwards. That's also J4's question sorted out. Red was just talking about the microphone, so now on to Red's actual question. So Red says, random ask question, but you know if of an easier API I could pull to get the videos of a YouTube playlist, other than the one that requires quota stuff where you only get X per month queries. There's this sort of phenomenon that's happening with larger companies where they kind of make stuff difficult to use. And it can sometimes appear like they don't want you using it. That's what happened the last time I looked at YouTube's API, and what you just said seems to be like more of the same. I don't really understand that. There's huge benefit to just letting people play around with stuff, but there we go. I think J4 linked some like API thing that might be better there. Moving forwards, Game the Cup Dog asks a bunch of open source library questions. Where is YDMS forks of Where is YDMS's fork of Opus? I thought it would all be on our Yellow Dogman doobly doos, right? Opus. No, repositories. Why pushing all the wrong buttons? Yeah, I think we just use the like stock, right? I don't think we have a custom part of the native. We might, hold on, there's another list I can check if I've forgotten. I just have to remember where that other list is. Opus. There's no description on any place that I can see internally that talks about us having an actual Opus fork. So I guess we just use stock, and then the enhancements that we've got are just on the C# side. Alright, next is Brotli. I think the same answer there. I know that we do have a fork of Brotli.net, but she uses a fallback when the native version of the library is not supported on a particular platform. Yeah, I don't think we have a fork of that either. But basically, if you can't find it in our Yellow Dogman organization, then we probably don't have a fork for it, or we're confused. FreeType is the other one you're looking at. I don't think we have a fork of FreeType either. Yeah, I don't think we have a fork of any of those. If you struggle or find out that we do, DM me, I'll try and sort you out. Moving forwards, Ruki says, what's your new project now that you're back? As a reminder, I've got the task organization board. I updated it yesterday, so you'll see that we've got general place out of private business workers appeared again. Probably for the majority of the remainder of the days in October, I've got a bunch of just sort of really quick business-related work to go through. But on top of that, I'm also figuring out the headless Discord and Steam issue, some other random headless bugs that are associated with the placeholder for private business work, and that loading indicator, which I completely forgot I was looking at, so I'll have to take a look at that one. But yeah, those are the things I'll be working on. You can take a look in the ready column for stuff that I like ideally should be picking up afterwards, or stuff in the paused column that might jump across or jump back. It's a little bit of a mess, because business work keeps being business work. But I would rather be doing the business work than pulling Fruks off of performance again. Let's see, next question is Yosh, who says, what's the dog doing? So the dog actually had a busy day today. The dog went to the vet for vaccinations, and the dog does not like the vet. So the vet has prescribed Yes, the vet is taking pills. No, the vet prescribed a sedative for the dog, and so I read the bottle months ago when I got it, and it was like, give it an hour before the vet visit, and so I did. And then I read the bottle just before the appointment earlier today, and it said 2 hours, and like, oh well. So I don't know if the medication was actually having an effect at the vet visit, but suffice to say he's very sleepy now, so he's going to be asleep for like a few hours and then be back to normal. But yeah, he had a bunch of shots. Let me grab some photos, because I just have them to hand, of Feta at the vets. I got one more somewhere. Yeah, that one. Everyone loves him. Literally everyone. Even when he's barking angrily, they're like, he's a cute dog. Yay. So moving forwards, where are we here? Dog doing is done. S Ninja asks about custom shaders. That needs to wait for the source update. I don't know if we're going to call it the source update, but basically the engine update. That's when we swap over to source. If someone can link the wiki page for source, then that might help us out. But even with source, do note the custom shaders might not be exactly what you're looking for. So it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking to take a Unity written shader file or compatible shader file, etc., that's not going to be compatible ever. You're going to be able to build shaders in a different way, but not using the languages that, Unity provides for custom shaders, unfortunately. You can find out more about that probably on the source page, or if not, on our custom shaders page. If you need more information on it, let me know and ask more questions. Modern says, so if a Unity bug happens, such as the crash with the new version of SceneVR, is there really no way for you guys to fix that? Just wondering what's the general consensus when Unity bugs are found, if there is one. I don't know the details of that. Let's keep that to the GitHub issue. I'm not involved in the fix for that one, so I don't know. Game the Cop Girls asking about the R noise fork and saying that maybe it's not buildable. If that's one I touched, it should be, but I don't know if I touched it. Yeah, it looks like I only touched the .NET wrapper. Oh, no, hold on. I touched it 10 months ago, and I have no memory of doing so. If there's a specific bug there, could you go ahead and open up... I don't know if we've got issues on this fork. Let me see if I can get that open. There we go. Issues open for it. Open up an issue. I'll assign it to myself, and then I won't forget things, basically. Nuki asked what part of Florida I was in. Literally Orlando. We weren't there to do Disney. We did go to one Disney park, but like it wasn't a Disney vacation. It was a look-around Florida vacation. So we spent a bunch of time in Orlando. I have a new favorite city over there, or town, village, whatever you want to call it, called Celebration. Celebration's a really cool place. I don't know, it feels a lot like some parts of Bellevue in, over here. We also took a road trip down to Miami. I hate Miami. I'm sure that people in it are fine. You know, events to them, it's nothing they're doing. It's just that if you go like past south of Orlando, the humidity starts ramping up due to just the part of the world you're in. And so by the time you get down to Miami, you could be like completely freshly showered, like out the shower, dressed in clean clothes, everything, like your best human self. And you take one step outside your front door and you're instantly dripping with like moisture, and it just doesn't stop all day. Like I think I showered 3 times for the 3 days that I was in Miami, if I could. Some days I couldn't, right? But I would always do like one in the morning and one in the evening because it was just like, I'm gross. I also don't like the way that like sunscreen feels. Like I wear it, of course, because you can't, like, I don't want to die from skin cancer, but like I can feel the sunscreen on my skin and it's gross and I don't want it there. So that's why I would shower at night. So yeah, and then we drove back. Something that really annoys me, which I notice in Seattle a lot, but I also noticed in Miami because it's the same sort of like area, right? It's highly touristy and busy, etc., is that Americans just have a general lack of respect for public spaces and like just space that isn't their home in general. You can see it in things like the Japanese spectators at that football match who stopped at the end of the game and cleaned up all the stools that they were in before leaving, or the Japanese team who cleaned out the men's locker room before leaving, or like photos online that you've got of like a Japanese locker room after a match and a non-Japanese locker room after a match and how dirty and stuff they are. That's what I mean, right? Like a Japanese person would never litter, but you know, Americans, right? So there was this sign like on a stick by the oceanfront. And it said, like, please don't litter and spoil our beach, right? And you look down at the sign, and the sign was actually embedded in some rocks that were part of the shore. And, like, in between the rocks, I could spot, like, a Corona beer bottle, 3 varieties of, like, cola, so, like, Pepsi, Diet Coke, and Coke, or whatever. I don't know what combination it was. And something that looked like something I won't mention. So, like, just pick up your trash, right? And then there's, like, graffiti everywhere. It's just, I don't understand. It's like a lack of respect for public spaces. It's really irritating. All right, on to Resonate questions. Nuki says, what's the impact of raw slot counts? I'm going to skip that read because I saw Fruits was typing some stuff. So I want to like add that in. So I'm going to skip that question and bring it back so that it's sort of all in one slot in a recording point of view. Reflection probes. Actually, let's just see what Fruits said to like all of those because he might have... All right, so I've now read his feedback, and I agree with all of it. So Snooki asks, what's the impact of raw slot counts? It depends on exactly what's going on. Slots that don't move and don't have any components on them are, like, no bother. Nested hierarchies of a certain depth can start being a problem, but in that case they're a problem because of how things that access them at that depth are. For example, dynamic impulse receivers and triggers and stuff like that. They need to do some sort of searching. We do caching and lookup tables in some cases, like dynamic variables, to try and sort of prevent stuff like that. But if it's like really, really nested, it's going to take a long time because it's just like got to go through them all in some cases. But that isn't, again, slot count. That's like the hierarchy structure. And if you look at an avatar, like, that is built by us, like, you know, the head proxy and all the stuff like that. And to some extent, the way that the bones and the rig comes out is built by us, right? That's part of the engine. And that does use a lot of nesting. So it does depend, right? It's not like a hard, fast rule. What I would say is it doesn't matter as much as you think it does, but it's a really good indicator for a problem. So you might sort of say, like, this thing, maybe it's an avatar, it has 10,000 slots. Why does it have 10,000 slots? It's not that slots are bad, it's that it has 10,000 slots and that means something. In that case, it might mean that it's got a lot of subsystems on it, like maybe context menus, clothing, gestures, utilities, weapons, stuff like that. That would up the slot count, but that's the reason why it's laggy, not because of the slot count. Reflection probes do have quite a lot of impact if they are real-time reflection probes, because you are re-rendering the scene probably one or more times, I'm not a rendering expert, to cover the rendering of that reflection probe. If they're baked, probably not as much, actually, you know, drastically not as much, but like still some. It would need to be added into the reflection calculations if it existed, and if you didn't have a reflection probe, then it would just use the skybox data, which if it's like a basic skybox, is probably simpler. But again, it depends a lot on sort of the structure of the world. Probably also depends on the complexity of the reflection probe as well. Like if you have a reflection probe that is mostly an empty room, that's probably easier to compute than a reflection probe that has been baked in like a, I don't know, like a busy bar, etc., where there's a lot more blocks of color to sort of process and handle. They'll also make the reflection probe file, as in the actual texture, larger, of course, because you can't compress down varying amounts, but you can compress down like, hey, this entire wall of this reflection probe is just a white rectangle, and compression can sort that out. I'm just going to skip the transparent one, because the reason behind that is I still don't know, and you can laugh at me, the difference between transparent and alpha that exists on all of our some of our shaders. I don't know why those are there. I haven't looked into them. The way I go with shaders is we have a defined graphics programmer and I trust them to handle graphics matters. If I need to pitch in and handle a graphics matter, I'll go grab a book about physically based rendering and help out, of course. But until then, like I've got better things to be doing with my time, unfortunately. So maybe take those to the next office hours from Gaines. Gaines is a bit busy right now due to some personal circumstances I won't go into, but when they're back, maybe they'll do office hours and you can ask them about those then. Same goes there for Triplanar. One thing to note, though, is that the Triplanar is just like it's a different strategy, right? So all shaders are just like a mathematical strategy for, I want to put this on the screen, how do I do it? And so PBS Triplanar is like a completely different mechanism to like the regular PBS material. So there would be a difference in performance, but I don't know what that would be without measuring it. You've got another material question, Nuki, which says, how do detail textures normals work and why can't you put them on dual-sided triplanar or other special materials? So one of those I do know the answer to, which is what Gaines wants to do is take all of our PBS materials that are compatible and sort of overlay them. I don't know technically what we're going to do here, if it's going to be one file, a lot of includes or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The point being, overlay all of their behavior such that there's maybe only one underlying PBS material that does all of it. And in those cases, features that are missing from one PBS material will suddenly appear in other PBS materials. That piece of work is known as the PBS shader consolidation. So if you're interested in that, you can find some GitHub issues on that. All right, scrolling down. Because I can't, I'm not seeing any question reactions. Wow, this cold is like worse than I realized. I haven't done like large amounts of talking, I've mostly been typing since I got back. Some information on reflection probes from Fruxius, which appears to be new from when I first saw their performance information. So for the benefit of the recording, Fruxius says, reflection probes will depend on whether they're baked or real-time, which is what I said, the resolution as well. Yep. Real-time are way heavier. Yes. The higher my resolution, the more memory it uses as well. Yep. So a 4K reflection probe compared to a 2K reflection probe. You shouldn't be doing like high detail reflection probes, because like reflections probes are meant to only sort of be an approximation of what the reflection is. If you wanted real time reflections, that's a whole different feature that we don't support. But like the point is, there's meant to be some sort of degree of jank or like de-resing from the real world, so you can get away with a lower resolution. You don't need to make it 4K or 8K or whatever. Like a good example might be like a bookshelf that's in the world. That physical bookshelf that exists as a model, you might be able to read the titles on the books and see individual books, but in the reflection probe, it doesn't really matter, right? You just need to understand it's a bookshelf that has a collection of books in it that could be just a smear in the reflection probe, provided they have the sort of right sort of color base. And that's why you can get away with a low resolution there. So there's also, if you have overlapping ones as well, bigger range, more impact, more overlapping, more impact. For the PBS stuff, it depends. PBS opaque materials are more efficient than versus transparent. Yeah, that's if a PBS material is opaque, what you can basically do is ignore anything behind it. So if you shine a laser pen at an opaque ball and the laser hits the ball, it doesn't have to do anything else. It's just like red. That's that ball. It's red. But if that's a transparent red, it has to go through that red ball, keeping information about the ball, and then pick up maybe what's behind it. Maybe it's another ball, maybe it's a tree or whatever. And that's additional work that needs to be done. Rendering doesn't literally work like this, but it helps me visualize it, is to think of it as literally ray tracing. It's not literally ray tracing, but just like, millions of laser pointers going out into the world and collecting information about what they hit, and then that's how the color is then put on your screen. And so if there's more things it has to hit, or more maths that it has to do, or more things that it has to interact with, so if it has to interact with a texture, then it has to access the memory in that texture, is the way it gets the performance going up. Like I said, I'm not a rendering expert, so I'm speaking a lot in approximations. And if you hate my approximations, that's absolutely fine. I'll just send you an angry cat gif and we'll move on. Bombitman, hi there. Good to see you again. They're saying they yearly pop in to ask how collections are coming along for JSON support. It's on the roadmap. It's high priority, but currently performance is being worked on. You can take a look at the announcements channel for more on that. There's also the survey results that informed our decision about performance that are available on the wiki. Some people sometimes forget that those are there because it gives you like the hard data behind our decision there. Some people are like, well, wasn't that only like 500 people? And it's like, no, it was a lot more than that that responded. So all the data's there, all the numbers, you can take a look at it. If you're a data wizard and you want to make some more graphs for it, let us know. Chuck them on the wiki. Frick says triplanar is more expensive than just regular with the same amount of textures. There you go, there's some information. Red says, still wondering what a detail texture is, and Fruk says it's an additional texture that is blended with your main texture. Typically they're used when you have one large texture, and you have another detail texture which is scaled differently from the main one and gives you finer detail. E.g. you can have a carpet which has a complex pattern on it. Then you have a detail normal map which adds fabric normals and overlays it on that one as more fine detail that's tiled up to the bigger one. You can think of this like, if you imagine looking at a carpet like Fruks describes, with multiple objects, right? So if you look at the carpet with your naked eye, carpets look kind of flat. If you look at it maybe closer, like kneeling down to it, you'll see it's got the pile, right? The up-down sort of wave of the carpet. You'll see that more closely. And then if you grabbed a magnifying glass, you'd see that even more. And then if you grabbed a microscope, it would look like a whole different world down there. You'd probably see like gross stuff like crumbs and ugh. But the point being, like, depends on how you're looking at it. We can then crossfade or blend is the more appropriate word, between the detail texture and the non-detail texture according to the specifications of the shader to apply additional detail. It's sort of like lodding, which you might be more familiar with models in 3D games, but in a material sense. Fruks' real-time graphics is mostly rasterization, which is the opposite of ray tracing. I know, it was just an analogy to think about it, Fruks. This is why I'm not your graphics programmer. I don't do graphics. I also don't like talking about things that I don't have like a large technical understanding on, because I make mistakes like that. It's still good as an analogy to sort of think about like how to do it. All right, I don't see any more questions. We've got more comments on how rendering works. Thank you. More examples of detail maps, etc. But really cool stuff. On the topic of LOD, because I accidentally brought it up, the LOD specific functionality that exists, I was talking about it generally, but the specific functionality that exists in Resonate is, I believe, going to be ripped out at some point because it's Unity specific. We'll need to make our own system. Fruks has some great ideas for that one, which I think Has a GitHub issue somewhere. Fruits is a better analogy for me, so that's amazing. Layering things on top of one another. Stained glass and stuff like that. Like putting together like a stained glass window. Although some of the window tiles are opaque. You know, you're like laying over stuff. I'm sure you've all played around in your arts and crafts cupboard and you've got those like plastic films and you put like all of them over each other and you're like, what if I add red and blue and more blue and it just turns into black because there's too much interference. Ray tracing, however, particularly real-time ray tracing, is the millions of laser pointers, but there's ways of doing that again that I don't understand. That's why it takes a lot of power to do that as well, right? You're more thinking, like, you're thinking about the rays more than rasterization. Electronicus, modern rendering is wizardry. Literally everything your computer's doing right now is wizardry. Like, the amount of, like, understanding of physics we had to figure out to get, like, we print, like, structures onto silicone, and then they do maths for us. It's crazy. There's a YouTube short channel. I'm not going to be able to find it because, you know, it's YouTube shorts. When you try and find a short, you can't find it. But it's an electronics hobbyist, and they will remove the lid on just random dies for you, random processors and all sorts. And they're usually simpler chips, so they're not going to be like an Intel processor or whatever. It's more going to be like, let's have a look at the 555 timer under a microscope. And those are really good because it's a smaller, simpler chip, you can sort of identify structures or at least the organization of the structures. Whereas if you look at like a CPU die, it's honestly just like a tapestry of chaos. Bitman says Ben Eater. So let's go YouTube Ben Eater. No, but this looks like a really good channel as well for stuff because they're doing a lot of breadboarding and interfacing. I actually know if the 5.5 timer is silicone or not. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it is. Here's the 5.5 timer under an electron microscope. Let me just like do a chip under microscope search, see if I can find the channel I'm looking at. Yeah, I found them. Here, they do a bunch of the videos I was talking about. Like, this one here is good. And I still, like, I can read that and I can look at how LEDs work and I can read the information there, but it still doesn't make any sense to me by how something that small creates that much color. But that's why I'm not an electronics person. I am, like, I can use electronics, but I'm not going to develop my own circuits or anything. Although I did do that. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be the person who comes up with the next NeoPixel LED. I'm just going to buy the next NeoPixel LED. Anyway, I don't see any additional questions. It is 5:30, so if there are no additional questions, we'll start winding things down here. All right. Been a couple of like requests for no additional questions, and I'm not seeing any additional questions, so I'm gonna go ahead and leave things off here. If you have any additional questions, drop them in the questions and help, and I will get back to you later.